Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rob's Are Back Dad. Welcome to the show. Hi, it's me, Albie, your host, on this, the 26th of September, 2021. Joining me today, Mary.
Hi, hello.
DJ.
Hi, hello.
Okay, hi. Didn't know if I should wave or what to welcome you, but welcome to the show. We're in September now, the fall.
Yeah.
Football time.
It's actually nice outside right now.
Yeah. For some reason, the UK has had like just a last spurt of like attempt of warmth. So like it's about 22-ish degrees Celsius. Not good luck for you guys. I think that's close to 80.
Oh man.
I think that's 80-ish, wow. Something like that. It's real nice.
Oh, that's good. 80 degrees. Wow.
That's my
perfect
guess.
Perfect time for a picnic.
It's 89 here, but like the humidity is super low, so it actually just feels nice, like nice. I don't know.
I like heat, but the humidity is what kills you during the summer and stuff.
Yeah, just you don't feel good at all. It's gross.
Yeah. Just, you know, give me heat. I don't want snow anymore. I gotta move out of this place with this goddamn snow. Just gotta move to Arizona, somewhere with a dry heat.
It'll be cheap there. Just expect your political vote to be non-existent.
Doesn't matter. What? Yeah, I know. But what can you do? All the good places are taken over by.
Yep. You know? And expensive.
Luckily, if you're lucky, you can move to a suburb to where it's just like close. It's. Our county turned blue. We're not technically in Austin.
There you go.
So, there you go.
Right, but you live in, like, I'm pretty sure you live in an expensive part of Texas.
Yeah, that's true. And it's still Texas. So, like,
it's still Texas. Hey, lots of good meats there, though.
That's true.
Lots of good meats.
But my sister is moving away to, like, Oregon. Oh. So.
Whoa, that's a big move. How come?
Yeah.
That's
a big move, yeah.
Oh, what's the, like...
Just a different job, and she got sick of Texas. Basically. Yeah.
Congratulations to your sister.
Interesting.
It's a good move.
Well, depends what part of Oregon. I'm sure Jake would.
We'll
ask Jake next time he's on, and we'll see. We'll get a like up or down.
I may be wrong. It
approval.
Might even be like Washington. They're the same in my brain because they're both so far away. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Twin Peaks is somewhere out there. Just live in Twin Peaks. It's fine. It's fine. Right? Go to the Roadhouse. That's all I know. That's all I know about Washington State, so I don't know.
What about Fraser in Seattle?
Right, Seattle. Yeah.
Isn't like Nintendo headquartered there or something?
And Microsoft, yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Microsoft's up there.
I remember Nintendo. Nintendo rings a bell. I didn't know Microsoft might be out
there.
Pretty
sure Microsoft originated in, like, Washington,
Pacific
Oregon
Northwest
area.
Or whatever, yeah.
They might have, like all of them, they might have made a campus in, like, California somewhere recently. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It may have been, like, technically a garage in California, but when they started their business, I don't think it was really... I don't know. I'm not an Apple historian.
Nah.
Okay, that's fair. Tell me about apples. Speaking of fall, I got so many fucking apples. I've been making applesauce every day this week.
That's ridiculous. You can. What I've been doing with apples lately, you dice them up. I guess first you peel and core them. Then you dice it. Then you put it with some cinnamon and ginger in the oven for like an hour. And then you have cinnamon apples that the baby will actually eat. So there you go. And she hates applesauce, but cinnamon apples.
She hates applesauce?
She goes,
not a Gerber baby.
And spits it out. It's pretty great. She makes a face too. Like,
is it too bland for her? It might be too
bland. I don't know what the deal is.
It's not bland. Babies do not care for bland.
She hates it though. Okay. So there you go. She loves prunes, but plain ass apple.
Prune.
Yeah, she fucking loves
prunes. That was
prunes.
The one I never. Prunes are the one I could never eat a prune. Can't mess around with a prune, you know? Speaking of ginger, I made a ginger pear thing that was really good.
Right, you were asking about pear stuff, yeah.
Yeah, ginger, pear, lemon.
Marmalade?
Yeah, kind of like a marmalade kind of thing. Cool. Like a jelly with a little pepper.
Did you put
in
zest
it?
In it? Ooh, you need zest for it to be
a
marmalade.
Yeah, a little zest.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, you said lemon. I guess that can count.
Yeah, lemon. And then lime juice. We had some lime juice left over. Like this store-bought stuff. So, but then I used the lemon. Put some little zest. Put a lot on vanilla ice cream. Now that's clean living. That's all I got. My anecdotes. Our garden is terrible this year. The only thing that did well were like our grapes did well, our apples and our pears, and that's it. All the orchard stuff, which never
look at
does
this guy
good
with
at all.
A vine vineyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Did you do anything with the grapes or?
Yeah. We're making. We're gonna try. I think we're gonna try to make wine or something like that.
Out and secretly like. A hooch man, rich. Secret hooch man.
Yeah, I'm up here in the hood, in the backyard, making a bunch of hooch.
Yep.
That's why I'm into cars
the
now.
Moonshine,
I gotta drive cars.
Yeah,
moonshine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the NASCAR car out. Gotta drive it south. Yeah. No. But I'm gonna try to make apple cider. I think is what they're gonna try to make with just a little of the grape juice too. So I don't know. It's fall. It's the time.
It's fall, y'all.
Halloween. The spirit of Halloween store opened. You know, it's that time of year.
All the Halloween shit is sold out around here. Like, they got one tiny shipment and it was gone. Like, I wanted to get this cool, like, fake neon light of a cat that's, like, animated from Target. Mm-hmm. Nope. Never happening.
Well,
unless I pay eBay scalpers, like, my fucking cup.
Let's look at the cup. What's up with the cup for a second here? What's
it's stupid look looking. It's cool.
Oh, it's so cool.
So is it rubbery
on it now.
Or is it plasticky?
Yeah, it's okay, kind
rubber.
Of
good.
Rubbery.
Good.
I don't know. It's got a texture on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a weird controller. And it's studded. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can
fancy.
See that. That's what I was asking if the studs were like rubbery.
Yeah, like they don't hurt or feel gross.
Right.
They
too plasticky,
gross,
yeah.
But...
you gotta put you gotta put that. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh, also I don't, is this a
spice in that.
Is this a thing in like America? Corona in a can?
Corona?
In a can?
Yeah.
In a can. Yeah.
Okay, in a can. Okay, cool. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Just I've never seen it before.
Probably easier to jam down a thing of lime in it at Corona, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
why bother?
Thing. That's true. But then, like, Tony Romo won't tell me it's lime time on the television commercial.
Lime time.
It's lime time. I'm up lame by 30 time. Points. Sorry, I'm not doing it. We're not doing a promo for
I'm so
Corona.
Fucked. I'm so fucked in fantasy football.
It's terrible. I'm dead also.
Oh, one football thing. Did you see the end of the Baltimore game?
Of the Baltimore game, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that field goal. That was incredible. Yeah. That was fucking insane.
That was one of the greatest things.
It was let's help Mary. Baltimore needed to drive it down the field. and Lamar Jackson, their quarterback, kind of fucked it. So he left the kicker with like a 66-yard field goal, which is like longest in the history. And Baltimore is a good kicker. So he was on like a 49-kick streak. But 66 yards, like, everyone expected him not to do it. And he did it. By, like, a matter of millimeters, like, it bounced on the pole and bounced forward and in. Like, he got real lucky with it.
Real close.
That was awesome.
Their kicker is great.
Yeah.
That guy's, like, really good. Really good. Well, speaking of Halloween, speaking of fall, let me talk about Inscription for a minute. I streamed that.
Oh, yeah, I played that. Inscription. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's a demo. It's out now on Steam. Everyone was talking. Got a little buzz, if you were. And it's a card game.
Kind of.
Wink.
The Steam
kind of
description talks about a card game like in an escape room. That's how they describe it, which is accurate.
It's sort of like a mix. I hate doing that. It's, you know, you're playing a card game, but at times you will stand up from the table and do things around this darkly lit cabin. It's not, I mean, you could say it's like Hand of Fate or something like that.
It's similar to like Hand of Fate and like, what's that one that everybody's something of the Spire that people.
Slay the Spire?
Yes, Slay the Spire. It has the map picking stuff of that basically. Mm-hmm. And the getting new cards is very similar to that as well.
But it's like kind of Frog Fractions-y in a certain way, I think somebody said. Even though I think comparing it to that kind of stuff is sort of dismissive.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's neat. You like stand up sometimes and like one time you die in a demo. I died in a demo at one point and he was like, hey, go get me a candlestick. And you have to stand up from this table and it zooms out a little bit and it's a real cool moment of like, oh, actually this game is not what you think this game is. So it gets real weird.
It has a lot of atmosphere is how I would put very it. Good. Like it's very dark, kind of pixely. It's also the music is intense, I guess I would describe it.
Oppressive, maybe?
Yeah, it's by the developer of Pony Island and the same composer as well, too. So they're kind of like similar. I wouldn't really say exactly aesthetic-wise, but like tone-wise for sure. Yeah. Like off the wall in a kind of demented, weird
in a
way.
Crazy
way. Yeah. Crazed, I guess, is how I would describe it. Yeah, it's pretty neat. Only thing that's kind of weird, my demo actually crashed when I beat it. It started playing a trailer, and I, like, hit a key accidentally, and then it just, like, died on me, basically. Yeah. But it was showing the same trailer, I think, as from the Steam store page. And that trailer actually shows a lot of live-action footage and footage that looks like a GBA, like 2D RPG or something. And I didn't see any of that in the demo, and I'm kind of wondering like how or if that stuff is integrated in the full game. Like, I found some secrets by doing puzzles like in the main room of the demo, but nothing that was like super off the wall, like, oh my god, this is so meta or whatever, like Frog Fractions or something.
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering how much of that is in the full game.
Interesting to see. That's a game I'll play for Extra Life, I think.
Yeah, I definitely want to see how the full game is. Because, it has a neat atmosphere and style, but the game itself, you're like basically playing simple Hearthstone with puzzle elements outside of it. So, I mean, it's neat, but eh.
Yeah. Check it out, though. It's cool. It's on Steam. Download the demo. It's worth a play.
Yeah, you should check it out at least.
Yeah. Check it out.
It made me interested for the full product, I guess, before I didn't really care.
Yeah, absolutely. So I streamed that, and then after that, I played a little Deathloop on stream too. I don't want to spoil DJ. He has requested no spoilers at this time. Just say Deathloop's great. It's I didn't really ever enjoy Dishonored a whole heck of a lot, which I think is the most direct comparison gameplay wise to this.
Yeah.
Since they're both by Arcane. But, man, I like this game a lot. It might be a game of the year contender kind of thing. It's crazy.
So why? Because this is also from it's from the same company. I don't know if it's the exact same team that does Dishonored, but what's the difference between Dishonored and this that makes you like this much better?
I feel like, because they limit you in terms of some stuff, like levels and stuff, because you are in like this time loop going over and over again on these same levels,
right?
You really grow to appreciate the variety in the level itself. Yeah, like you learn stuff. You get real good at like maneuvering through stuff. You're finding different secrets and stuff. Whereas with Dishonored, it's more like you play, you kill the person or whatever, and you exit, right?
Right.
And it can be kind of general, like ethereal in that way, like real quick. You can't really, like, you can move through designer very quickly in a way, but yeah. You also kind of lose that, like, you might miss stuff, and it's not quite as, enjoyable for me. Like, it scratches this itch of almost, like, OCD, like, I gotta get everything. Well, I'll get everything, because I'm stuck in this level over and over and over again, so you're not so concerned about making the perfect run. You just kind of play it less stressfully in that way. You're just in it.
I've watched Gary play a lot of Dishonored 1 and 2, and it seems like there's more guns in Deathloop in general,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. A lot more guns.
Yeah.
And more, I feel like more powers, too. Like, also, I feel like Dishonored sometimes punishes you for going lethal in a way, mm-hmm. right? Like,
mm-hmm.
like, there's the whole, like, try not to kill the people thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or try to set up scenarios that work. In a particular way, like, I remember Dishonored 1 when I played that. Somebody, you gotta exile someone to a mine or something like that? Some priest guy or something? He's like, I don't know, using slave labor or something? So you send him to the mines or something like that with a brand? But in Deathloop, it's more like, just kill him. Just, you just gotta kill these people. Like, there's no...
Well, it seems like there's a little bit of that puzzly element, but it's more manipulating stuff for your run, from what I've heard other people talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also it's less of a stealth game, but it's also, it's like you can go loud in a way that's fun, and then go back to stealth. Like, you can go in and out of those states easier, whereas Dishonored, it's like, oh, I got it. I messed up.
Somebody I set everybody off, like, and that. Now I'm fucked, yeah. Now, like, Thief. Just, well, it seems a lot more like the old Thief games than, like, Deathloop is.
Like, yeah, like, Deathloop's like, all right, I've been seen, there's going to be a fight, but I can kill all these people and then get out of here and reset everything a little bit, or go back to a certain way and kind of sneak around still, which is more fun, too, I think, for me. Also, the atmosphere... And the voice acting is just wonderfully done. Colt is very good. He's his voice. The back and forth between him and Juliana is very good. It's very good. Great voice acting. Probably the best I've heard in a long time, too.
So no, yeah, that's what I've noticed from watching other people playing the game, is that the voice acting is super good. Like, it seems very natural, like, not... like, people are acting instead of, like, reading lines that have been written for them.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if some of it was, like, ad-libbed, or if they were in the same room together or something.
Yep. Yeah, it felt like they had buy-in from the voice actors in a way, and the writing kind of reflects that. Like, it's like, it feels like someone would say this stuff. Like, sometimes video game voice acting and stuff ends up feeling a little... stilted
because anime, like, got
anime, sure, yeah,
over the top, yeah,
yeah. And then, like, Deathloop just does this great thing of, like, oh yeah, that's a conversation somebody would have about, like, man, I can't believe you could died that last time, what happened? And, like, it feels very, like, built into the world in a way. It's pretty cool. So I rolled credits on it. I think it's a very good game.
Wow,
I
already
recommend everybody checking it out. Yeah, it's not terribly long. Probably played, what, 5 days of it for a couple hours each day. But there's a lot still I gotta find.
Okay, so you're not done with it.
No, not done with it, but as far as
and you like the game. It, you want to keep going with it.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. I wish there is more reason to keep playing it. You know, I just enjoy that world and the stuff that's going on in it so much.
So the invasion
stuff?
It's like
speed run stuff.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I was going to say, like, stuff. Would the invasion stuff
right,
be enough reason to keep coming back? Or...
I don't know. I don't know what the invasion... The invasion stuff doesn't feel like it leads to anything. So I don't really know where it goes, but I'll probably check out some more invasion stuff. I've only played, I think, 3 invasions. I died once and killed the guy twice, so.
So you're not, like, leveling Juliana or whatever?
You are.
Oh, you are? Okay.
There is leveling. Yeah.
Okay.
You're unlocking gear and you're unlocking abilities and stuff like that.
Okay,
but it's
so,
like,
there's something to do, at least.
Yeah. It's just you don't know. I don't know where it's leading to with that. Like when you invade in something like Dark Souls, you're working on different stuff, right? You're getting some kind of reward so you can unlock Covenant ranks or something like that. Whereas this, it's like I really don't know what the purpose of it is. It doesn't really impact the main game. So
yeah, it's just while you're doing it, you can make your character better or whatever. Right. That's it. Okay.
Or a way to harass, you know, your friends online.
Yeah. You know,
which has been happening a lot. Noisy. And great. Noisy siblings out there constantly invading me. What a pain in the... Anyway. Yeah, Deathloop. Great game. I really, really enjoyed it. You want my all the comparisons? This has finally been the thing that broke comparisons and when I talk about video games for me. Because everyone's like, it's kind of like Dark Souls meets blah, 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 meets blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's just like one little element from Dark Souls. Yeah. It's not,
It's too much.
Well, I mean, like, if Doom Eternal had actually done the invasions like they were planning to do, maybe we would be like, it's like Doom Eternal, but then they canceled it, so.
That's rough.
I wonder if this is the same tech, though, because they're both, like, Bethesda-published. So.
Curious.
It's odd.
But also, now I gotta go play some more Arcane games, because, damn, that's so good. It's so good. Yeah. It's cool. Mary, what'd you play?
I got Tales of Arise, and I started playing it, A sad reason for why I wanted to start playing Tales of Arise. It has an Idolmaster costume for one of the characters.
Oh, Mary.
That new Idolmaster game actually comes out October 4th. So get ready to hear me talk about that, probably.
Perfect.
And that's the costume that's in the new Tales of, is the costume for the newest Idolmaster game that isn't quite out yet. It's coming out on Steam, too, which is crazy. Not in the U.S. in English yet. It hasn't been announced or anything. I doubt it will, but that's kind of cool that there's a PC version. Day and date. So yeah, I've been playing Tales of. It is enjoyable so far. I think it's kind of weird that the main character looks so much like Geralt from The Witcher. Like, you can give him Geralt's hairstyle. His outfit is basically like his. He has two swords on his back. I'm just like, huh. Okay. They talked before in interviews about how they were trying to make this Tales of appeal to Westerners. And I was like, oh, you just made it like The Witcher now or something. Okay. But yeah, it seems okay so far. I need to mess with settings. The field of view is really, really bad. Like, normally I don't care about that in video games, but it's so zoomed in. Like, it's annoying to, like, explore the maps. It's annoying in combat. It's annoying everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't played a ton of it, but those were the things that stood out to me.
Cool.
Voice acting is pretty good. The only other thing I'll say about it is it's nice that they put a charcoal filter on the background art, and that makes it look a little less like a PlayStation 2 game. Like, it's using it. You could tell, like, the assets for the backgrounds are kind of stock, like, standard Unreal Engine-looking things. But just because they put that filter on there, it makes it look a lot more anime and fits in. And that's actually pretty nice. So that was a clever solution they came up with. But yeah, other than that, I signed up for Apple Arcade again because the Castlevania game, Grimoire of Souls, which came out in Canada in English for like a few months and then the servers got shut down, it's actually on Apple Arcade now. Like, they took out all of the paid gacha, and you just basically like earn currency through playing the game. I haven't tried it yet because I've been busy as hell, but that is going to get tried out because I have Symphony of the Night on my iPad using a controller, and that's really fun. So I was like, well, shit, now that I can actually play this game, like last time they shut down the servers before I bothered making a Canadian account. I figured it was going to come out over here, but no, apparently it's garbage. And so, yeah, I just want to see how garbage it actually is. So I'll talk about that next time. And last thing is that this pinball table back here, this virtual pinball table, they finally released a patch for it. People had been complaining about Whitewater not being, like, basically unplayable. It was laggy as hell. Mm-hmm. So Zen Pinball actually worked on a patch. It came out.
Patching a pinball table.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
What a world. What a world.
Arcade 1UP has released patches before for a few of their arcade machines, but this was an interesting process. You basically download the software that still has some Chinese in the actual software. They didn't bother translating it the rest of the way. But it's basically like a flash cart, if you've ever had to deal with that. You hook it up.
Oh, really? Okay.
You hook up the table through USB to your PC. You download flashing software. You download a patch, and it basically just flashes your machine with the new version. The only weird thing about that is that Arcade 1UP brought out patches at the same time for all of their virtual pinball tables. They released a Marvel pinball table and a Star Wars pinball table. And using that software, I can change my Williams Bally to Star Wars or Marvel if I wanted to. Like, wow. Those other ones for free instead of having to pay $800.
That's nice.
That's really cool.
Somebody has supposedly put together an APK, because this is Android, that combines all of the tables into like one program, one launcher.
Right.
So I'm going to try and get my hands on that and flash my table with it. But other than that, on the patch, they finally made it to where it does not go to like an emulator-style menu every single time you lose a game. So you can just press start now and keep playing a new game.
Wow.
So insane. Yeah.
Massive patches.
You don't have to enter in the language every time you turn it on anymore either, which is nice.
So crazy.
It saves that.
That's nuts.
So yeah, like, this patch was badly needed, and
yeah, seems like
I'm glad they finally did that. Also, I don't think they've lowered the price again yet, so it's still like, when I bought this table, it was $600, and they changed it to like $850, which
is still basically selling out though.
Instantly. I don't know. I need to check Best Buy. I think they have had stock for a while now. I don't know why they raised the price like that, but I'm going to go check real fast.
Yeah, maybe it's also like really hard to get them in with like shipping shit that's happening right now.
Yeah, no, when I was trying to buy them, it was definitely like you need to... people were like actually looking up the shipping companies and looking up the ship manifests of like, okay, they got this many units in, but they're all going to Canada or whatever. They're apparently 750 now instead of 850, but they were only 600, and I don't know if they're really worth that, but now that I can put all the tables on there, it's better. It's a better value for sure. And now that they're actually patched to where they work better, that's also great. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how hard it would be to get, like, I don't know, printouts of the material that you could just put on the sides and stuff then.
People do sell, like, decals, but I think they're kind of, like, semi-permanent. Like, you can't just... Oh. Yeah. Okay. And people have also replaced the back glass with, like, an LCD screen.
Yeah.
So you can just... display whatever on the back, but I haven't bothered modding it that much yet. But yeah, it's cool. They finally brought out that fucking patch after like months and months and months, and yeah. It's really weird the way they did it. Like, I can't believe their solution is just like treat it like some weird ass pirate software and flash your machine. Okay. But that's kind of neat.
Wild West.
Yeah.
Of PC stuff. That's cool. Also weird, but
it is weird. I thought it would be like get a USB stick and put this thing on there and just plug it in and turn it on and that would update it, but no, you have to hook it up to a full ass PC. So okay.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. Is it weird? It makes me nostalgic for that. Like this almost like weird messing around with this kind of computer stuff. It makes me almost the old days.
Well, I mean, you could still get a Mister or something. You were talking about that before.
Don't they cost a bunch, though?
It does. But not as much as, I mean...
Not as much as that pinball table.
Yeah. You could buy, like, a fancy Arcade Legends, like, crazy-ass controller like I have, and then hook that up to a Mister. That would be cheaper, probably. She's upset. Just a second.
Okay.
No, there's data. All right.
Data's fine.
Data's got it. Okay, cool. Well, with that, let's move on to DJ. Sir, what do you got? What's happening?
I'm trying to figure out a good pivot. There's no real good pivot.
Sorry.
In terms of controllers, I bought that Forza Horizon. Well, I pre-ordered that Forza Horizon controller, the one that kind of looks like Holy Festival, H-O-L-I. Like it got caught up in that, and like the paint just stuck or something. I like that thing, and also, I don't know if I'm just gonna give it to my brother for Christmas. But apparently, it also has codes for cars. So I'm probably going to harass him to give me those codes. or if I'll keep it. Because I've got a Series X controller and it's still going fine. So I don't need to spend that much. But yeah. And I'm in conflict because I've always bought those stupid expensive Forza Horizon. Like, buy the £90 version and you get 3 days free access and you get the car pass and all the cars and like the VIP spins and stuff. But the game's on Game Pass now, so I'm in this like weird conundrum of I could spend £0 for like at least a year and a half, which is how much my Game Pass is still going for, or I could spend like the £90. It's a big sell right now for Game Pass, which I think is kind of not what they wanted to do, because now that I'm in Game Pass, they've lost a sale technically.
Yeah, well, don't they give you like a discount if you have Game Pass?
Yeah, like maybe when I see it on sale in like a year's time, maybe I'll buy it, and it has like a default 10% I think off. When it does that. But even then, at that point, there's almost no reason to get the super expensive edition. At that point, you may as well just get, like, the base game or something in a year and a half's time. So, yeah, it's just weird stuff like that. Semi-other news, in expensive items, MLB The Show. Remember, like, maybe a month or so, I bragged about getting that pitcher card?
Yes,
that was super expensive, and it gave me, like, 250,000 credits. I looked, like, a week and a half ago, and, like, that guy was down to, like, 30,000 credits. So I really sold at the fucking peak. It was hilarious. And then there was another guy, the best batter in the game, called Mike Trout. His cards also declined. That was at like 600k at one point, and then like it's dropped about to about 150k now. That randomly dropped for me as well, like a week and a half ago. So I instantly sold that. So I've currently got like 415,000 stubs in MLB The Show, which is a lot, but yeah, and I looked up on the Microsoft store or whatever, and there was a sale, to be fair, but like 70,000 stubs was like £40, so like $60-ish, and that was half price, so normally they retail for like £80 or something for like 80,000 stubs, so there's like $300 of dumb credits on that account for no dumb reason. Yeah, it's really stupid. For a game I put zero money into, it's really stupid.
My God, that's a lot of money, my man. Yeah.
It's really fucking dumb. Like, I had enough that I just bought that picture again that's really cheap now in the hope that it, skyrockets again. I don't know. Why not?
May as well.
In the stock market out here. You're short in stocks. What are you doing?
You got the dime. You got the stub hands.
There you go. There you go. I gotta hold them.
Yeah, I gotta hold them. Yep. that's my real dumb, MLB the
that's
Show.
That's so great.
Stupidity.
Oh my god.
What else? We've been playing recently we've been playing Yakuza Kiwami 2. Which is based off Yakuza 6's engine. Song of Dragon or something like that is the subtitle, something like that. And that engine is real cool because it has Kamurocho and it has the Osaka fake place as well there. But it has it has the Yakuza 6 engine of you can just the whole world is there. You can walk into buildings and the doors just open and you can just straight go in there and stuff. So that's really, really nice. And I think I am at the end just going to skip 3, 4, and 5 because they don't have that engine, and it's going to be real jarring to sort of go back to that sort of system. So I think I've got those in the remastered thing. I'll probably turn on 5 or hopefully 6 has that here's what happened in Yakuza previously, because I know 4 has it and I think 5 has it. But I think we're going to jump to Yakuza 6. Otherwise, that game's pretty fun. It's pretty good. The sub-stories are there. Not as good as Yakuza 0 or 1's sub-stories so far. Most of them are just, very quick fetch quests and, hey, quickly do this, and this wasn't very funny or very intriguing or whatever. There was only one fun bit where you're in a, an adult nursery, so that was cool. But that was it. And then the fighting is fine, but it's not even like Yakuza Zero's where you had different fight styles to choose from. Where one you were just using weapons and you're very slow, but you hit people as a group, or the other one you were super fast, but you didn't do that much damage. This is just Yakuza Kiwami 1. Which is based off the first game, where it's you just have this one style of fighting and you upgrade, you can do 5 hits, or you have more quick steps, or your damage buffs.
Skill tree thing.
They do have a nice system where you have a hunger meter, so the more you fight and stuff, or over time, you get more hungry, and then you gain XP by eating stuff, and then you can, have systems where, you can buy, quote-unquote, medicines which make you hungry again, so you can totally, cheat the system by just buying those things and just constantly, eat and gain a bunch of XP, as well as there's some XP systems where it's, you get hungry quicker, or you have a bigger stomach, so you can eat more stuff, stuff like that. But otherwise, so far, it's a cool-looking game. The story is interesting. I actually like the story so far. I thought it was going to be pretty boring, but it's pretty good, and I will see where it goes. We played a bunch of Return of the we completed the Return of the Obra Dinn on the Switch.
Great game.
One of the cool things I like about the game is, like everyone does, is the look and the style of it, where it's almost it's effectively still images in a 3D space. But it's designed extremely well, how you can move around and what you can spot and study and figure out in these images of this like open space you can walk around in. And it has lots of different old school like palettes, like color palettes. Mm-hmm. Like them. There's a Macintosh one and a Sinclair one and like lots of a Commodore one, lots of old ones. If you are playing this game on an OLED, I very much suggest you turn it onto like LCD or something, because then yeah. it's like a black and white, so the blacks are black as OLEDs intend.
Black or black.
As OLEDs intend, and it looks really fucking, it really stands out that way.
Yeah, Lucas Pope makes great games. He's always been someone that does great stuff like that.
Like, Papers, Please was fine in the sense of, like, hey, it's a good, like, 20-minute, like, not political, but, like, just, like, societal game, like, here's what you're going to get out of it. And then some people will play a bunch of it. Some people will get the idea and go, ah, that's a thinker. Whereas this one is like an actual game, I think. I think that's what Obra Dinn does for him. It like really jumps him to that next level of, he created an actual game, and it's really well done.
Man, I wanted to make another one of those. Like, there's so few great detective games like that where you're really thinking and trying to figure something out. It's just, that's always my favorite thing. I want more of those kind of games.
I liked the score on it as well. Like the kind of not piratey, but like the seafaring kind of musical style to it, and the almost like 80s, very late 80s, 90s sort of, not detective-y, but like almost sci-fi, like jingles, like when you're messing with that watch, when you're about to get into a memory and or turn it off and stuff, they're really fun. Everything about that game was very well thought out.
And I would buy a vinyl record of that, which is my only judge of a soundtrack anymore. Yep. I would buy a vinyl of it, which is, you know, I'm millennial, so I apologize. But.
And then, did you find it hard to sort of finish it or figure it out, Jay?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, there's definitely moments where things aren't apparent. Unless you're looking at it from a particular point of view. Like, I think I got...
Sure.
I was impressed by how far I got at certain points, but there's definitely a couple moments where it's like... It's just not looking at stuff the right way or something like that.
You were stuck on something and thought it had to be this, but...
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of that. And, like, I think me and the wife found it a bit easy because we did a lot of, like, trial and error, because the whole method is, like, deaths are always in threes, whatever that that anecdote usually is, like, deaths always come in sets of threes, something like that. So to uncover people, you need three right... biographies of them. So you need the name, how they died, and if possible, who they died by. And you need three correct sections before it'll go, okay, these are set in stone. So a lot of the time, me and my wife had, like, we knew two. Like, we knew this guy's name was this, and we knew that person died they died in that certain way. And then, like, we knew the third person had, like, died in this way, but we didn't know who they were, so we just fucking winged it a lot of the time. And turns out that, like, actually helped us, because we, like, guessed some people that were really hard to figure out, but we just knew the names of some people, so we just, like, understood, like, oh, this is this person, because they hung out with this person a bunch, and we know this guy's name, and so we can decipher this guy.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of moments like that. Like, I was figuring out, I forget what it was. It was like, I felt like I had a really good moment of figuring out. I think there was like a bunch of hammocks or something like that.
Yes.
In the one area.
Yeah.
And like figuring that out of like who were in those hammocks. Yeah. I can remember that moment being very, very rewarding.
Yeah. and like the moments in that game. There's some really good like characters in that game.
Right.
Their design work. Don't want to spoil anything for Mary, but yeah, some of the design work for the characters and how they look and stuff are really cool.
Man, yeah, great design work on it.
And the voice acting was cool. Like he actually got people from that rough like native language that could speak that native language or from that area as well to do the voice work for those people. Say if they were French or if they were like English, Scottish, or whatever. Or spoilers, there's like some Asian characters aboard the ship as well. Like, he actually got, no, that's not really spoilers. Like, there's lots of, there's quite a few Chinese, like, handmen working on the ship, yeah. He got, like, actual Asian people to voice that stuff, which is good.
Yep. Yeah, great sound work in that, too. Like, a lot of, like, when you're yes. advancing the day or something like that, bump.
Yeah. Those little like jingles is the best term I can think of right now. Yeah, when you're messing with the watch, like turning it on or like stopping it mid song, it's fun. Yeah.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah, it's great package. Great package of a game.
Really.
And that ran fine on the Switch, right?
Like. Yeah, I mean, I was playing it docked. I didn't play it undocked, but yeah, it was totally fine.
Okay, that's good.
Some weird fucking annoying finicky bullshit if you're using a controller. I have the 8-bit do controller or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you have the Joy-Con loose to turn the Switch on because the 8-bit do can't turn the Switch on, if you have the Joy-Con loose because I didn't the dock is right next to the TV, it will become like the controller 1, and for whatever reason that game doesn't allow controller 2 to control the game. So if you turn the 8-bit do on afterwards, it becomes controller 2, and then when you go into the game, controller 2 turns off immediately. Yeah, so you have to do that bullshit reassign.
That's
pretty bad.
Yeah,
that sucks. So if you can, like, turn it on with the Joy-Con stuck in the Switch, and then the 8-bit do, you can turn on, and then you can assign that as, like, 1. And that's an easier method. Sucks because you have to get up or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's fine for me. I barely get to play anything anyway. Oh, I guess I didn't mention, but I also still played way too much Risk of Rain 2, because it's easy to do.
That's good.
Like, when I don't know how much time I'm going to have, so.
Isn't there, like, a time limit thing on that game? I thought there was, like, a time system involved.
No. Well, I mean, there kind of is. There's a timer that goes, and the difficulty ramps up as you go, but you should be, like, getting items. And as long as you're not just, like, sitting there, it should be fine. Like, as long as you didn't walk away from the computer. And I think there are some paid expansions coming out for Risk of Rain 2 too soon, so I'll probably keep playing it, I'm guessing. Because the expansions sound interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see when that comes out. Sorry. Because Gary told me about it, and I was like, oh, holy shit. Fiscal quarter 4 of 2021. So, supposedly by the end of this year, if it doesn't get delayed. Mm-hmm. So.
Which, you never know now, but.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, shit is crazy, so it's possible it could get delayed.
What just got delayed the other day? Kind of transition to news.
Didn't Dying Light 2 get pushed back?
Yeah,
again?
That got delayed.
Yeah.
I don't know what state that thing is in, but there was another one. Oh, Battlefield 2040.
Yeah, it got delayed a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems more just like a, we think more people will be willing to buy our game than we need extra time to work on it.
Yeah, true.
Do we want to bitch about 12 minutes or no?
Oh, yeah, you want to bitch about 12 minutes?
I want to hear your experience with it, sure.
Is it Did spoiler play... cast time?
Yeah, I think it is because all three of us.
I've beaten it.
I read spoilers about it that made me not want to play the game, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would not also. I was definitely. I want Jake to play it. Jake, if you're watching, play that for extra life still.
Yeah.
I want your reaction live on stream.
And don't listen. And don't listen to this.
Don't listen. Close your ears. Man, what the fuck happened at the end of that game? It was going so well early on, and then it just fucking shot itself right in the head. Like, what the hell kind of game was that?
Do you think they do you think they had that, like, not system in mind, but do you think they are always intended to go down that rabbit hole?
That they narrative.
Made a, there was a funny joke when Giant Bomb played it way, way back. There was a funny moment where I think someone was joking about, well, it'd be bad if it was your sister or something, right? And it's like, I think it was Jeff that made that joke. And you could look at the guy who was with them, and it was like,
I need to go back and watch that clip.
Yeah,
go watch that clip,
because that is very funny.
It was
funny.
So good. Yeah, I think it was always that. I don't know why you would make that in 2021. It's so weird.
Whoa, it's so taboo, man. It really makes you think. Yeah,
Man. But, like, that wasn't the... That was not the game, you know? Like,
I gotta let this cat out, sorry.
No, go ahead. It's like, I don't know how to phrase it particularly. It's like, to me, the story of that game was about like a home invader thing and less about this weird family dynamic. Like, if you're writing that story, if you're making that game, the story should empower the gameplay and vice versa, right? Like the whole thing is about, you know, interacting in a small room. You're on a time loop thing. It shouldn't be so much about, I don't know, like this deep backstory stuff. It should all be present in the environment in some way. And it just, I don't know.
Oh, so I missed that because I had to let a cat out. But so it felt like it kind of pulled that narrative out of its ass.
Out of its ass, yeah. Yeah, okay. 1,000%.
It's like, so
then I super don't. I'm
right.
Super glad I did not play it then, because
So you just read spoilers. You didn't? Did you watch any of it? Did you like?
No, because I was like, ew, gross. Like, I don't. No, thank you.
So it really is out of its ass. So I'll describe like my. I was like super excited about this game. I like saw the first trailer and then I saw nothing of it because I was hype. I thought this was gonna be like Her Story, like that equivalent.
Yeah. And then they hired all those celebrity voice actors,
big
and I was like,
actors,
oh, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, most of the game is like you in this top-down, like, tiny New York flat. The lady is like, hey, I'm going to make you... I made dessert. We should figure out how to make dessert and stuff. And then quickly you realize, like, 6 minutes in, this guy always appears to do a home invasion. And, like, I swear in, like, those early trailers, cops appear. I swear cops appear in those early trailers. They do not in this game. Mm. Like,
really? Because you can call the police.
Yeah, they always say they're 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
More than the 12 minutes. Yeah. So even if you call them immediately... cops never appear. So there was some weird fuckery that happened that they had to pivot from, I guess.
Yeah.
There's some shittery where once you make the table and all that stuff, how the day is meant to go, it's a case of like you figure she gives you a present and turns out she's pregnant with like your kid.
And she gives you a shirt.
Yeah, it's a baby. It's a baby. Grow,
name
I think.
Or whatever on it.
Yeah, it's a baby onesie. With your mother's name on it, and then you're meant to dance with her or some shit. Then the home invasion happens. Then one thing I thought was pretty cool was like you can resist the home invasion, and like slowly but surely the guy remembers the moves each time, so the fight actually takes longer each time you fight him. He punches you first. I like that concept because guy's learning each loop, so like he punches you the first time, then like you avoid the punch, and then like you punch him, but then the guy kills you and stuff like that, and then like over time like that fight occurs a little longer. It's not like 20 Mathly seconds long. It's like a couple punches and then like a knife appears and all that stuff. So basically you pivot to like the option to hide in like the cupboard to let the home invasion just occur, and you get more info there. Yada yada yada. Then the like optimal route is you need to drug her to get her to sleep. You have to
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah. Also there's a shoddy switch, a light switch, which you need to stun the man.
You need to so flick you can it steal once.
His shit. Yeah.
Or someone needs to flick it once, and then on the second one, it'll electrocute the person and knock them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like old school, like Telltale Adventure game or something like that, where you gotta do this really obscure thing to make it work out. But you know.
Yeah, and then like where me and my wife got stuck, where we just ended up looking for spoilers, is we got to the point where you handcuff the guy because he's stunned, and you like start interrogating him, and like it gets to the point where it's like, hey, we didn't click, I guess. Like, we don't do these sorts of games very often, where like the optimal thing is to grab everything in your inventory and just use whatever you can at each stage. I don't usually do these games much, but what we should have done was there's a Polaroid on the fridge, and the Polaroid is of New Year's Day, and that's a pivotal day because like she apparently shoots her dad on New Year's Day and runs away, so she thinks the dad is dead on New Year's Day, but instead it's like 2 days later when the dad dies. So that's the key point of like the guy's like, I don't know, she killed the dad, but the dad died 2 days later. How do you prove that she was not there anymore? And then like the Polaroid is the obvious answer. We didn't know that because we looked at the Polaroid once and it was like, hey, it's New Year's Day, and like very, very like unobvious. Like if we bashed our heads for like 3 hours looking at every single thing again, we would have stumbled to the fridge where the new audio of like, wait, it's New Year's Day. This is proof. But we were done at that point. We put a lot of time in that game at that point. And then it immediately pivots. It starts immediately pivoting to like, I think it starts teasing it of like, you made the right choice of letting me kill her or some weird shit like that. Don't make the mistake again. That's one of the weird fucked up endings. And then it starts pivoting to the like end game stuff of like, it's your sister.
And this is all a thought exercise.
This is now actually not just your sister. It's a thought exercise.
Nothing is real.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it sounds super groany. It would be bad in a movie. It would be bad wherever, unless you are super, super good at storytelling. And
it's not just that story's overdone. It's just it doesn't function. It's all this extra stuff around the edges.
Yes,
that they try to use to make it work. Right, like.
Yeah,
and it relies a lot on you being the player playing a character, and doesn't feel natural. Like,
not at all. Yeah,
like I don't know. It's very frustrating as someone who thinks of himself as a writer, in a certain way. To go like, why would you not just play it straight? You know, and like you got to figure out how to get past this home invasion or something like that, or figure some stuff out about the family. Like, I think there's a better story if you just stopped with, hey, she didn't kill the dad. That would have been a better, you know, tighter narrative. It would have been more
interesting. Because there's even a, like, end of the game where you can eventually figure out that the guy, there's also a fucking weird story of like the guy is doing this for money because his kid
daughter's sick or something like that,
has cancer and he needs like money to pay for the hospital bills, but like that's all just really fucking like random fever dream irrelevant bullshit with the way this game is meant to truly end. But like there is a total ending where you get the phone and you call the daughter up quick enough with enough info saying like the dad's doing this because he's paying bills and stuff, call your dad and call him off, and then you do the dessert and the baby thing and you dance, and then like hey, he turns around and goes away, and then like game over, and like it ends, and that's an ending, which is yep. weird.
Yeah, that seems to conflict with like the whole yes, premise of the yeah. actual mm-hmm. narrative. Yeah,
that's the like that's one of the only.
You shouldn't be able endings. To get a happy ending. Yeah, like that doesn't make sense. Yeah. Yeah,
that's one of the only endings that Albie's asking for, and it's not even like. The best one, because I don't know what info you need to trigger that, but it's very fucking obvious from the text messages that
right.
kids got like kids fighting cancer and dad is way too late on hospital bills, but like whatever we did, we didn't get the option to tell the kid like this is it, because we kept getting the same like audio loop of
no.
I don't believe you, fuck off, from the kid, and then the kid never answers. Like, it should be, like, the game should adapt. Like, it's not...
The flag think, wasn't properly yeah. set in the game, yeah. even though you yeah. know, yeah. like, what's going yeah. on. That's yeah. annoying. The
flag,
yeah.
yeah, it's a very hard-edged flag. Like, I needed this one last thing to look at or trigger. Same with the Polaroid camera.
Right.
And there was no way working around it unless I grinded my way through, like, 2 hours of, again, looking at everything and touching everything.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I think...
That doesn't sound fun. It. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, recent adventure games are better at that. Like, Life is Strange, even some of the Telltale stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Of, like, not making you have to go through this whole, like, you gotta click on this and click on this to make sure this interacts
in this specific order. Otherwise, it doesn't count. And
you gotta open up the frog, and then you take the key out of the frog's mouth and put it in the lock, and then you open up the lock. You know, it's less about that kind of, you know, old school adventure game stuff now. Yeah. Which I guess says something about how long this game's been in development, which makes no sense to me, because it's not that long of a game. I don't understand why it was in development for so long. I guess it was a small team, but still, I don't know. Very strange. What a weird game. All this hype for it. I was really excited about that game, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could have been cool, but
yeah,
it wasn't, so. I mean, it could have.
Add, like, an extra 10 minutes on the runtime and really go there in a way that's, you know.
The loop time, yeah, yeah.
Just adding 10 more minutes there right at the end after you figure out everything, and then you just gotta keep going in cycles.
It would have been nice if, like, they had a system where you could actually increase the time so the cops did, in fact, arrive or something.
Yeah, right. Oh, you know, just leave. Why don't you just say, yeah, all right, yeah, we're having right. this nice... No, it's kind of frustrating, and there's not enough options, and at the same time, too many options.
Anyway. Yeah, and the way they write off some of the options that you can do is pretty shitty. Like, hey, there's fucking windows there. Why don't you, like, deal with some window shit? Or, like, places to hide. Like, it's a New York City apartment. Every window has a fire exit of some form. Why didn't you just go out over there to hide or some shit? Yep. Or, like, more methods to catch the home invader off guard. Like, I feel like you can jump out of that little wardrobe that you're hiding under.
Faster
with
than
your
you,
knife.
Yeah.
yeah, faster than
That's
he,
what
like,
I tried at one realized. Point.
Yeah,
like,
and
go.
it's really fucking stilted. It's like, open door, stare at guy, then walk out, then fucking
yeah,
try
you
and
move
stuff.
Out to the
it's
next screen, and then you're
really
just standing there. And
dumb. It's really, yeah. There's some real shitty.
It just seems
stuff
very clunky, like narratively and mechanically.
Yeah, some of it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just me. Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. They needed more dialogue stuff. They needed to think a bit more on some other stuff. They needed to think a bit more around the tiny apartment that they had and more interactions, I think, and then fix that ending.
Yeah, it is weird. Also, the whole game kind of hinges on you having to drug your wife.
Yes.
Which is, like, such a weird idea. Like, why would that be the thing you got to do? I don't know.
Yeah. I've heard so many alternate ways.
A lot of people playing the game talking about, like, stabbing the wife a whole bunch and stuff, too.
Oh, really?
Like,
You can do it once, and it's pretty, like, definitive of, like, that leads nowhere, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, like, going at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just,
Those guys you might want to question.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. All the stuff I've heard about this game, it makes me think, like, they wanted to make Doki Doki Literature Club, but, like...
Or something like that.
Real life
artsy,
or something.
Not anime, and, yeah, but they did a shitty job of it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a real fucking shame.
I don't think the voice acting is great. You know?
It's not.
Really? Okay.
Spending
for these
all that
names,
money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just for, like, yeah, like...
I think Willem Dafoe did fine. The Home Invader was totally fine. But the other two were,
Well, didn't the other two actors are definitely not Willem Dafoe level in my
book.
Well, sorry, Daisy Ridley and James McAvoy.
Daisy Ridley like that. Well, yeah.
Yeah, mainly Daisy Ridley. I did watch some clips of it, and she was not great, but...
Nope.
But writing probably didn't help either. Like, the character of the wife is garbage. Maybe that makes sense narratively.
Garbage.
Like, the whole point of the narrative is that he doesn't see, like, the wife as, like, a real person, kind of, a little bit.
And last bitching moment. Like, the amount of, like, get-out-of-jail-free cards they used of, like, the wife just leaves the room. Like, it's so fucking stupid.
Yep.
Like, you're just talking to, like, the person, and, like, I think it's just, like, the programmers or something, like, just couldn't figure out a way to, like, have the story, the discussion naturally keep flowing, so they just went, like, without it, like, feeling clunky or, like, not being able to deal with the 12 minutes and... you getting through the story way easily by just talking to the wife a lot more. So they just, like, default state flag, like, wife has, like, reached her mental limit, so she just walks out the door. Even after
I can't do this anymore.
Even after you've told her you're looping and there's a home invader and, like, they're coming to kill you.
Don't leave!
And she believes you. And, like... She still fucking leaves.
It sounds like they made it, it's still anime in the bad way, in that, like, problems would be solved if people talk to each other or
just
whatever.
Talk to each other.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. Oh, God.
Listen, I'm stuck in a time loop. Yeah. I need you to understand.
Yeah. Although, I will say, it's very fun when those hard flags are produced because, like, the character will not respond anymore, so all you have is James McAvoy just going, babe. She's like, babe. I thought that was one of the best bits, is just babe. Yes. And he also, like, shrugs, babe.
Oh my goodness. A lot of time looping stories lately, you know, Tell you this, Deathloop, a lot better than that. If you want a time loop story, you'll enjoy it.
I'm waiting until, like, video games catch up with anime trends and everything is going to be an isekai, like that new Gary Whitta Square Enix game or whatever. Yeah, it was time loops
that game looks
in
so
anime,
good, though.
And now it's fucking isekais, so.
Let's go. We're getting there, right? What's
that's
next
what I'm saying.
It's got to be that. It's got to be that, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be that. Fortnite will do it at some point.
I mean, Assassin's Creed is almost there. You may as well just make it full.
Really?
Right.
Do it.
So, before we get to news, you think Deathloop's in your game of the year? What's in your... Because we're near the end.
Yeah, I wonder if I
what's in your running?
Oh, I gotta play Psychonauts.
You're muted.
He forgot to press it. Yep.
Oh, you're hello. Too far sorry. Away. I gotta play Psychonauts. I'm sorry I was muted. Deathloop. I gotta play Life is Strange before the storm.
No, that's not the new one.
Wait, no, not the new one. Yeah, what?
That's no, True Colors. True Colors.
Yeah.
I linked those.
I want to try that one since it's all out at once.
Yeah.
Not episodes.
Yeah. Nothing else. I mean,
right
now.
You'd have to look at a list.
having not played Psychonauts or True Colors, Deathloop's my game of the year, right?
Oh, like your short list. I didn't mean like your game of the year.
I can go through all the games I've played that released this year. In my
give me two more. Give me two more big ones that stuck.
Two
with
more
you.
Big ones coming out, or that?
No, wait. No. Through the year, give me after Deathloop like two other contenders that stuck with you, off your top of your head. Can't remember any
contenders.
Maybe not game of the year material if they didn't stick with your head.
2021. Yeah, I know.
But then I'll see, and then I'll be like, oh shit! I remember really this. Really like that. Yeah.
Let's see here. There's not a lot of that sticking with me a lot.
Oh, thankfully this Wikipedia article is short.
Yeah, not many games came out this year. Surprise.
Outriders was good, but I don't think it's really hanging.
Oh, was Hitman 3 this year? I guess it was.
Hitman 3. I didn't play Hitman 3. It's probably pretty good.
No, just it's a big one.
Haven came out, but
Valheim probably came out this year, right? Lemnis Gate.
Is it still early access or?
I'm gonna count it. I can't gotta count it. The House of Fate Morgana is a game that I want to play at some point. That
game is kind of old. I don't know.
Maybe you couldn't think of anything because there just wasn't anything really. Yakuza 6 is this year. That's a biggie.
Yeah, that's true. Yakuza 7, you mean? Yeah.
That was last year.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Yakuza 7. Was it last year? Okay.
Yeah, that was last year.
Oh, Yakuza 6 was Xbox, that's why. That's what
I mean, I like Pokemon Snap a lot. It would maybe make 10 or something like that, but it's certainly not high in the running.
What about Pokemon Unite? Mario
Golf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have they added,
you can still have trash games on. No, I don't think so. No, I uploaded or I checked out the new update where they added it to mobile, and I haven't bought a pass again yet, so because I haven't been playing it. But yeah, I didn't see it there.
I'll get back when Starbucks Charizard's there. There really is like nothing new on this.
A lot
smaller
games, you know.
Yeah, it is
remasters.
Like, Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olive Town is on there for me. And also Bravely Default 2. I also like that a whole bunch. That came out on PC recently, too.
Knockout City. I played a ton of that with Pop.
Sure.
I like Knockout City a lot. That's a pretty fun game. Yeah, like a lot of them are like Valheim, Loop Hero, you know, like smaller indie stuff that I just. Yeah, I mean, I like them, but they
weren't. Resident Evil 8 was this year, right?
Right,
that was pretty good. It might be up there just because there's not many good games this year. Yeah. Like, in another year, it might not be there, but...
Yeah, it's really funny how it's looking like Forza Horizon 5 is just going to default be my game of the year because I don't really have anything else here that's new this year.
For a game that hasn't come out yet that I really want to play, Shin Megami Tensei 5 on Switch is coming out by the end of the year.
Oh, this year, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
like, I like the medium was good this year.
Really?
The medium. You know,
I really heard very mixed to bad reviews of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Seemed neat, but. Not that
MLB
good.
The Show I enjoyed a ton. I played
I do like
that,
a lot.
That was very good. Outriders I like a lot, but we never got all the way in.
Oh, sorry, Outriders. Sorry, not Riders Republic, which is out in October.
Yeah, now comes the kind of the wave, right? You're going to be having Halo. You've got Riders Republic coming up soon.
This is Back for Blood comes out soon, too.
Back for Blood.
Far Cry 6, Metroid Dread.
I like that they list Idolmaster on here, too.
Yes, see this.
Wikipedia.
There's not really, you know, outside of the games I have not played yet. I mean, Psychonauts might end up being my game of the year just because...
Yeah, why the hell haven't you played that yet? Yes, like, I haven't beat it, right? But yeah, so I can't really complain.
I'm so scared.
It's good. It's really good. I think you would like it. It's very good.
It's tied up in, like, memories of my grandmother watching me for the summer and stuff. And it's like, if that game's bad, I'm going to fucking, like, I got to be real.
I don't think you'll be disappointed. I don't know.
It's one of those that I'm too wrapped up. It's like Kingdom Hearts. I got to be in the right mode.
Okay.
But I'll probably start it this week.
So. Yeah, you need to play it. It's neat. And it's on Game Pass. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy it.
True.
It is. You already bought it, kind of. You rented
it. That's true.
Oh, new Dark Pictures game. I don't know about the story. We're playing that. Yeah,
Are we going to play that?
Yes, but it's going to have to be late enough at night to where the baby hopefully won't wake up. Too. Yeah.
Right.
What a great time that was last year. Can we just say... That was probably my game of the year last year, really. I mean, that was so much fun.
Now that she sleeps regularly, like, if we start at midnight your time, I could go through the whole game, probably.
Yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll just go right into Resident Evil Village. Just right in. Play the whole night in horror. Spooky stuff. And then also Inscription, too. I'm just going to play all horror games. What if I just play all horror games?
You should play Inscription, like 4 or 5 in the morning when your brain isn't working and you're not going to be able to solve any puzzle.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
People also want to play Phantasmophobia, so I'm going to have all horror games. Great. Cool.
That'll
Halo's coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Looks good. That looks great.
I think people are going to be disappointed. I don't know.
Oh, man. I hope not. But also, I'm fearful.
I'm already disappointed because you can't play through the campaign co-op, so fuck that.
Man, guys, February looks ridiculous, by the way, just looking here next at all year? The games.
I forgot I own Far Cry 6 because I got it, more than a year ago with my new CPU, so...
Right,
I guess I will play that. Yeah.
Let's look at one week in February, shall we? Together. News. What was news? There's not really much.
There was that Nintendo event this thing. Week.
That was cool. Right.
Chris Pratt is Mario.
Right. I forgot.
I blocked that out. I blocked it out. I mean, it was just not in my mind. I was so hopeful it would not. That announcement gets funnier the longer it goes on. You start off with Chris Pratt, which is very funny. That's a very funny start. He's very cool, too. I mean,
no.
And then you go, what, Princess Peach is that one
chess lady.
I forget her name.
Wide-set eyes lady.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. And then you got Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Luigi, which is great.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good casting. You got Michael Key, who is like real good. He'll be Toad. I would have switched him, actually. I would have done Always Sunny guy as Toad. And then he could do a great Luigi, I think. I think he has that Luigi in him.
I hope there's more lower tier celebrities they just haven't announced yet.
So, right? Yeah.
Jason Mantzoukas or I don't know, somebody.
And then, what else we got? Then it goes to Jack Black as Bowser. A great casting. Mm-hmm. Literally.
I mean, that's fine, I guess. Whatever.
Amazing. And it's just like, hey, everybody, it's Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I don't understand the Donkey Kong element that they're putting in this movie.
What are they doing?
Are they going to do, does Donkey Kong talk?
Yes, apparently, in Seth Rogen.
He has to laugh.
He's gonna do the shitty laugh.
The great laugh.
You gotta find that video.
Cranky Kong
is Twitter,
Fred Armisen. Like,
yes, that's great. That's very good.
A wonderful casting. A wonderful cast. We are blessed.
I don't.
I'm more worried about this Mario movie than I was the Sonic movie, honestly.
Well, it's being done by the people who did the Minions movie, so you know it's going to be trash.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be.
It's going to be trash and make a shitload of money. I hope my daughter isn't old enough to want to go see it by the time it comes out. Like, be like, let's go see Mario.
Mr. Mario.
Mario, Mama.
Mario.
No, hopefully.
Can you imagine Chris Pratt saying, "It's a me, a Mario"?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Can you imagine Chris Pratt saying,
"They're
going to
make him say that at some point," like right before he shows up and is going to fight Bowser, like the very end of the movie.
Yep.
He's going to resolve something and pull in his inner strength and say, "It's a me, Mario."
it's a me.
Yeah.
Mario. It's me, Iron Man.
It's going to be bad.
It's great. Also, still, other news story, we'll cover it quick, is that, man, Blizzard, huh? Man, Blizzard.
We talked about this late at night one night.
Yeah, what's new?
The U.S. government, the SEC, is now investigating Activision Blizzard, and Bobby Kotick has been subpoenaed for it. That's kind of the big news story.
Oh, because they misled investors or whatever about...
misled investors.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
They knew shit was going bad and didn't tell anybody.
Yep. And when the new Kirby got announced, you got Bayonetta is coming in 2022. There you go. That's the news. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum.
Yeah, pretty much. They announced we're going to have directs about other games that you care about later, like Animal Crossing direct later, Smash Brothers direct later with the last new character.
Yeah, because they have to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wait, no, they did that in the thing. I thought they announced it before, because... What with Nintendo hype of shit?
No, yeah, they announced the announcement in the direct because it seems like they didn't have a ton for this direct other than, so here's announcements about the movie and here's some more Splatoon 3.
Which no one paid attention to.
Because it was right after that
Chris
movie
Pratt.
Thing.
Callie and Mary are back, by the way. I saw them. I saw them.
Great. Good. And so February, I mentioned it quickly.
Kind of disappointed they don't have new idols. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they just grabbed like all of them back. I didn't see the idols from 2, though.
Yeah, no.
Whatever
I was hoping 3, it would be like a whole new set.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it.
Here are the games releasing in 1 week of each other. Horizon Forbidden West. Destiny 2, The Witch King.
Nope.
Sifu. Saints Row. Vampire the Masquerade. Swan Song. The Evil Dead. Blood Bowl.
Oh yeah, that game is going to get delayed. Evil Dead.
King of Fighters something 15.
Yeah.
That's all in 1 week.
Yeah,
in February.
That's not going to actually happen. Last, probably. Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Somebody's going to go to March.
Somebody will go to March.
Half of them will go to March.
Yeah.
Total War. Ghostwire Tokyo.
That looked neat.
Right.
I do want to play that.
Yep.
Whenever it comes out.
So yeah, games are coming out soon. Even though it's been kind of a sparse year, I think a lot of good indie games came out. It's just like,
Yeah, I think the year was celebrated by indie games and remasters, and it's good breathing room this year for people to catch up on, like me and Oberdin, catch up on games that kind they wouldn't have normally played before.
I feel like we're in that post-launch of a new console generation, like vacuum, where they have the launch games, and then you have to wait like a year and a half before stuff comes out again.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
All the longer, probably because of COVID, right?
Yeah, it'll probably be longer. More extended. That's how it feels already. I feel like we should be getting some of those new, like, post-launch games, but they haven't come out yet.
It's really weird because the PlayStation had their quote-unquote launch games of Dark Souls and Spider-Man. One of those.
Yeah.
One of
the souls. I wanted to actually play it, so.
Yes. And Spider-Man. And then everyone was like, PS5's got the games, and they've got a bunch of games coming out in 2021, like Horizon and probably a Last of Us 2 remaster or some shit, or some God of War and all that stuff.
They
already announced it. And then Xbox had nothing for 2020. And now the Xbox is slowly churning shit out. They're finally getting to
Halo.
They're getting like they had their whole thing of like one almost AAA game every month. So Horizon 5 is next month. Halo's the month after, and I think they had like 12 minutes. Well, good job them, and a few others like exclusives for Game Pass listed.
Psychonauts was one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Psychonauts 2 was the big one last month or this month or something. So like, weirdly, at the end of 2021, but it's taken like a year for that to occur with Xbox. And then if you kind of look, there's nothing big next year for Xbox because they're all dumping it out here.
Yeah.
And then the PS5's back next year, like probably from around April, May.
It's like they're taking turns or something. Yeah.
It's awkward. And that leaves like a weird salty taste with like half of the people because no one's having both unless you're rich. So at best, you've got one. And at best, it's like a year off every so often. Because once those Horizon and God of War is out, like, as far as I can tell, we're waiting till 2023 for, like, Marvel Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, and the Wolverine game.
Yeah, that's, like, 2025 or some shit. So, like, it really is a weird segment. It's weird. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Just, it's a very strange time. A lot of games are moving around. Like, even in the February stuff, like, all that stuff's going to move in some way. So, it's, I don't know.
It feels sparse. Yeah, even though we should be like hitting the like, oh my god, everything's fucking out now. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, not really.
Like, I'm just lucky. The Xbox, I should say, is just lucky that Game Pass keeps putting games out to at least play. Like, Sable is out there, which is that really cool indie game. So that like just tides me over. Without having to worry about, like, oh, Halo's actually this month or something. Like, there's always some weird game to play. Like, Superliminal was recently added to Game Pass, and while that's been out for ages, it was nice to play that for, like free
it's new
on
to
Game
you
Pass.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot I played that. It's cool. It's a cool game. You can get through that in one session, but yeah, don't do that.
It's like they're flattening out. Like, I feel like Microsoft is still trying to figure out incorporate all of Bethesda stuff and their acquisitions and stuff. Yeah. So it's like, they're probably going to have a year off here at some point, or at least like half a year off, where it just doesn't feel like they're putting out games just because
they're working.
They're kind
on
of figuring
stuff.
Out
yeah.
timelines and stuff, and like
right. Like, I guess they can rely on Deathloop next year once the exclusivity runs out. Yeah. Maybe
and
they're probably
Starfield
harassing.
And
right.
Yep. They're gonna have.
They'll have stuff.
What's Bethesda starts getting going?
Yeah, they need teams.
Yeah, I hope there's a lot of stuff that just hasn't been announced yet. Like.
Yeah, probably.
I guess we'll see.
Is it Gotham Knights? I'm actually intrigued by that.
Suicide
is that
Squad.
Next year?
Yeah, still gotta come
I didn't care about that. So we'll see what that is, but.
Yeah, Gotham Knights.
I like
Gotham.
I forgot
the,
that
the
game was existing. Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
It
just
like everything else got pushed back.
Yep. Yeah.
That would have been this year.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So that's next year. At least that's a multi-platform thing. So that's fine.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Are we gonna play that together? Let's all play. Let's get me, you, and Popcans should play Gotham Knights. We should all play Gotham Knights.
When it was first announced, I think it's two. They said two player. I hope they it would fully make sense to expand to four. Yeah, yeah. There are four characters. But I think I read something saying it was two-player co-op, which like baffled the shit out of me.
That sucks.
They should expand it to four. If they were going ahead with two, maybe it's just me not remembering right.
Oh, Death Standing Director's Cut comes out.
Yeah, finally!
Is it
Let's
out
go.
Already? Oh, PS5 only, never mind. Not playing
Right,
that.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was PC too, but nope.
Sadly, nope. Well, eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
And whenever it gets to the Xbox, that'll be the Xbox One. One game I want to go back to, now that the Series X has the FPS boost and shit, is GTA 4, the New York one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see where that game goes, because I think I played a third through that story, and mm-hmm. people did say the story was interesting, and the Ballad of Gay Tony was really good. I want to go back and see the whole physics nightmare that game created, and all the really weird shit that they tried putting in that game.
Yeah, it was weird. It was
very strange.
Mishmash of mini games. It was just
odd. That weird gritty New York City look to it. I didn't truly appreciate it when it first came out. I want to go back and see. With as much up-resing to clean the look of that
there
fucking
go.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird
folks.
Game.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up?
Sure. I might buy Diablo 2, even though I probably
don't do it. Wow.
Well, it's fun. But yeah.
What's that Blizzard bundle people were talking about last night?
I have no idea.
Bundle or something.
I'll have to Google that.
Are you ready for some Google? Final Fantasy, though? Who's ready for Endwalker? Let's go. No? Okay.
Oh, 14? No.
Oh, it's so good, Mary. You would like it. I know you would. I know it takes forever. I can't recommend
I've
it
tried
to anybody
it
because that,
and just no.
That's so long. It's so long. To get to the good stuff.
Oh, this Blizzard bundle seems dumb.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep, go ahead.
Here, let me link it to you guys. I'll link it in the Twitch chat.
Okay, great.
You can either spend 60, 40, or 20, and you're basically buying packs and digital items and crap. It's not
weird. 3 decades of fun.
Get a Diablo 3 pet. Get 5 Overwatch loot boxes. All this garbage. I don't know.
Oh yeah, you're
but you do get Rock and Roll Racing. You know?
Yeah,
you get
the Blizzard. It's just a way to buy that arcade collection with extra bullshit.
That $60 is useless.
Yeah. Well, you get a coupon for 15% off a purchase on the Blizzard Gear Store. You can buy some Blizzard merchandise.
Oh, great. Yep.
Yeah, a shirt or something.
30 days of World of Warcraft game time? Like, what? Like, what? 100 and... Wait. Okay, no, never mind. I thought it was 100. Only $20. Okay. I was like, $100?
No, the $20 thing barely gets you anything.
Moon touch
Netherworld pet. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. There's the real gotcha. There's the real one.
No.
They have a pretty good ugly sweater on the Blizzard Gear store. It's the Snowball.
Okay.
From Overwatch. It's $17, and they have 4XL, small to 4XL. $17 is good. That's good price for this sweater.
Man, what the fuck?
It's in the Twitch chat. Sorry, I should have posted there. $30 for the D.Va onesie.
What if I buy that? What if I buy that sweater and just wear
and
it on
don't,
this podcast?
Don't forget the fucking... What is it? 15%? Yep, don't forget your 15% off once you get that bundle.
There you go.
Yep, make that 45% off.
No, I'm not going to buy that. No.
What if I wear this Blizzard Men onesie thing? Full zipper solid jacket. That's what I'm going to wear. It's actually a nice little jacket. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you.
A Genji satin varsity jacket is... Bomber jacket is pretty nice.
Yeah.
$90.
I bet they make good stuff. I bet.
Hey, you guys. When is Overwatch 2 supposed to come out?
Oh, fuck yes. While we're here.
That's this year, right?
I don't know. Have they ever said when it actually comes out?
No, I don't think so. I feel like they originally were planning this year, but Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's coming out this year. They would have said something by now. You would think.
Oh my goodness. I would buy one of these.
Yeah, it's not listed on the 2021 in games.
Well.
It's not happening.
I mean, I bet they're struggling over there, so, you know. I would certainly not buy that right now. I don't want to play more Overwatch for a while. Hot take.
I might boot it up for the Halloween event just because I have every single year. But
you got to get that Halloween skin.
I have not played it in so long. I think
you used to play with us all the time.
Yeah, it's been like a year and a half. It's been a long time.
I don't think I've played it since last Halloween. No, I probably didn't even play it last Halloween because the baby was born already. So, yep.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be opposed to getting into Overwatch 2, actually.
Sure.
I mean, this Blizzard store has some good shit.
They have some nice stuff, you know.
Oh, there's a sign up save 15% code too, so you could be saving 30% off these. Oh, there's a 25% off code. Hopefully, all these stack.
Yeah.
Get 100% off the shit.
Oh, goodness.
You buy Shop these, buy give us games. Money because we have none.
Please, we're dying out here.
Get rid of the shit in our warehouse, please, for it's unsellable.
I bet that got to be tough. Tough.
You got some cheap hats.
I would not want to wear a Blizzard shirt right now.
No.
I'm just going to say. No. I take it. But, this is
especially
what I'm going
to
buy.
To anywhere where nerds might actually be around and be like, oh, let me start a conversation with you about Blizzard.
Can't wait to wear that on this podcast. Can't wait to wear this Murloc cosplay onesie costume.
This is perfect.
I mean, can you imagine if I came on this podcast?
I mean, that's
pretty cute.
The
drip I would have, you know? The drip. It would be extreme.
Oh, it's too bad you can't just sort by, like, stupid onesies. It's all sorted by games.
Yeah.
Can you search onesie?
Yeah,
search
onesie.
That's all I want is just to have drip on this podcast, to be honest with you. I mean, that's my whole goal.
Those Pachamaris that I linked, I've got a few of them. They're actually really cool.
This is like a D.Va onesie, but it looks terrible.
Yeah, it looks like
it does. That's why I told you about it.
Why does it autocorrect to Overwatch onesie every time I...
Because that's what people search for, I guess. Okay,
we gotta wrap this up. Put this baby to bed, and I'll with that put this podcast to bed. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
I've been Albie. That's been Mary. That's been DJ. We wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. Have fun. We'll see you next time. Adios and goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Maybe.